On Haida Gwaii, the French immersion school program ends there in June, and parents are still unhappy about the school board's decision. Shani Gottfriedson is Haida. Her daughter is in the French immersion program, and I spoke with her earlier.
Our local school board has now decided to cancel our French immersion program. We had a petition where I think between an online petition and a hard copy petition, we had a lot of signatures, probably close to 500, which based on the population, we tried to go everywhere, all over Masset. We spoke with people at the Council of the Haida Nation. We had the vice president supporting the French immersion. We had different band council members from the Skidigit Band Council. There was a lot of support for the French immersion because it's, again, it's a choice. And I think it's a choice that should be offered for children.
And the school district, how has it responded to your petition and calls for French immersion to continue there?
They did not respond. They, at the beginning, wouldn't respond to any parents' phone calls, letters, emails. They took copies of the petition, but with no comment. They made the decision that they are going to discontinue the French immersion, and that was it. They chose to ignore their constituents. I have no faith that they know how to act in our children's best interest anymore. They made it very clear that the focus is to be Haida. And I am of Haida descent, and I think that's great. I think we need to acknowledge our culture and our history, but not at the expense of our kids' education. Ernie Gladstone's a prime example. He's head of Parks in Canada. Years ago, he had to leave and go to Alberta to gain his French as a second language because it wasn't available on Haida Gwaii. And now we've got the opportunity to provide it for our children here, and they're throwing it away.
Shani Gottfriedson is Haida. Her daughter is in the French immersion program, which is slated to end this June. I also reached Dr. Andrea Wilhelm. The Haida Gwaii physician says the program's end will have a big implication for her family and for her patients.
I and my family have decided to leave the community and relocate in order to make sure that my child has access to educational opportunities available elsewhere in Canada, but no longer on Haida Gwaii.
On Haida Gwaii, children are learning the Haida language. Is that not the same kind of opportunity?
It's not, because the education in Haida is very minimal. We did submit a proposal to the school board that we would continue French immersion with the intent of it becoming Haida immersion as the ability to teach Haida progresses. But currently there are no qualified teachers or curriculum in Haida, although we'd be more than happy to see that happen. And if there was Haida immersion, my child would be in it and we would be staying, because it's a wonderful language and I would love the opportunity for my child to learn it. But as it stands, Haida lessons are pretty scant, and we haven't found them to be that effective. With the minimal exposure that my daughter is getting, the teaching and the learning just aren't what they should be.
You said that you would be leaving Haida Gwaii as a result of the ending of the French immersion program. What will you be leaving behind?
I will be leaving behind pretty much my favorite place in the world so far to live. I'll be leaving behind my medical practice and we'll be looking at opportunities elsewhere. And I know there are others in the community who, like myself, you know, settled here and were privileged to be allowed to live here and who are considering leaving, because when you have a school system that, or a school board that is no longer interested in offering opportunities that exist elsewhere in Canada, then you lose a lot of people who want those opportunities for their children.
What do your patients say about your pending departure?
Well, of course, the ones who've spoken to me about it are pretty upset about it, understandably, and I myself am as well. I love my job and I love my patients. It's been a real privilege to work here. But, you know, it's a difficult choice, but I've got to do what's right for my daughter.
Do you have any optimism that the school board might change its mind before the end of the school year?
Well, there's always hope, and I certainly would hope that they would listen with open hearts, as we've asked them to do, and consider the effects of their actions, both on their own funding, because they're losing money for their education on island by doing this, and they're losing students, and our children are losing opportunity. So far, I've been fairly disheartened by their reaction. In emails, they've referred to us as elitists. They've been unwilling to listen to our arguments. So while I certainly would love to change my mind and change my plans, it's not looking like that's likely to happen.
Dr. Wilhelm, thank you very much for telling me about it today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Andrea Wilhelm. The Haida Gwaii doctor will close her practice at the end of May. That's also when the French Immersion Program is slated to end. We did reach out to School District 50 on Haida Gwaii. Neither the board trustees nor the superintendent responded to our requests.